This Fish and Game announcement on KDLG is made possible by generous support from Silver Bay Seafoods. Learn more at silverbayseafoods.com.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
This run has gone to 35 million inshore catch and escapement, and she is showing little signs of slowing down. Your buyers could use a reprieve. Neither you nor Mother Nature seems apt to provide at this point. Good evening. It's Monday, July 10th. I'm Dave Benninger. Glad to be on board with you. Coming up, ADF&G's Travis Ellison has a bit of good news for the Kwejak fleet.
Kwejak was kind of lagging for about 4 days there. Waiting to see what it would do. It was starting to make me nervous about all the way as far as this morning, and then about half an hour ago, our in-river test fishery crew called in from Leavelock, and they had the biggest index of the season on this morning's tide.
Plus, NOAA confirms there are more of those harbor seals in Bristol Bay than there used to be, and we'll check in with a few of you on the east side and a few of you on the west.
What was it, the fourth or fifth when we had that big push? I had never seen that before, that many jumpers and the nets sinking like that. It was pretty amazing.
That's all ahead tonight on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support comes from Bristol Bay Brailer, thanking customers for purchasing brailers, slush bags, and net bags from a local family-owned company. Measuring and building gear for a perfect fit. Orders for next season at 907-469-0782 or online at bristolbaybrailer.com.
Catch this show nightly at least for the rest of this week at 6, 10, and 2 a.m. and every day all the time at kdlg.org. We want to thank those of you who helped kick off our annual pledge drive in the right way today. We had 30 new pledges come in as of 6 p.m., totaling about $9,000, with another big pledge of $5,000 coming in from Al Chafee, which was not yet officially added to that tally. Don't ask me why. Some of the fishing fleet we can thank for contributing recently, most of them today, include the fishing vessel BB-11, the Bristolizer, KC Fisheries, Coles Service, Edelin Point Salmon, Marion Ruth, the Holloway, North Star, Providence Fisheries, Westside Fisheries, and a combined donation from members of the Nooshigak Gypsy Fleet out there contributing $1,000 today. Thank you all very much for that. An update, some of our permit holders might recall that we sent letters out last winter looking to connect with you for donations. We sent a total of 472 letters to drift, rather to set permit holders, and 1,009 letters to drift permit holders. Through that letter writing campaign, we raised a total of $4,256. We received donations from 14 SetNet permit holders and 33 drift permit holders. We want to thank those folks for contributing. We have a long way to reach our goals this season and keep this program and others on the air. Let's summarize your run by the numbers as we do each evening here. Yesterday's catch was a whopping 2.17 million fish. That's 2,174,000 sockeye. Total harvest so far this season now stands at 22,376. The preseason forecast harvest calling for 27.5 million to be in the bins, just about 5 million off of the forecast. Yesterday's escapement was 683,000 across all rivers. Total escapement is 11,750,000. In river estimates, around 1 million fish, mostly from the east side rivers. The total run to Bristol Bay inshore this season now 35,076,000 fish through midnight yesterday. That's out of a preseason forecast you probably know by now of 41.5 million, which all indicators suggest will be surpassed. By district, Ugasha calling in 348,000 fish Sunday. Cumulative harvest there is 1.8 million. Escapement counted past the tower Sunday, 36,000 fish. Cumulative on the season there, 397,092 sockeye. In-river estimate for this morning was 300,000. Total run to Ugashik, 2.5 million. That's out of a preseason forecast of 5.4 million. Escapement goal for the Ugashic River is 500,000 to 1.4 million fish. Igigit catch on Sunday was 633,000. Cumulative is 7,533,000 on the books. Past the Igigig Tower, 43,000 sockeye Sunday. Cumulative escapement, 2.239 million. That's 2,239,000 fish. That is over the top end of the goal, between 800,000 and 2 million. In river estimate of 50,000 fish, total run to the Igigig District now stands at 9.8 million fish out of a preseason forecast of 10.6 million. Naknek Quijack Fleet hauled in 582,000 sockeye Sunday. Season total catch there for the district is 3,689,000. Escapement picked up on the Quijack. First for the Naknek River Passage was tallied at 130,000 sockeye Sunday. Naknek River total escapement this season, 1,284,000 out of a goal range of 800,000 to 2 million fish. Quijack River, 113,000 counted as escapement Sunday. Through midnight, the season total was 1.3 million fish. We'll have updates with Travis Ellison in a moment on his in-river estimates. And the Alagnac Tower counting again this season, noting 69,000 sockeye Sunday. Season total for the Alagnac count is 923,000 sockeye. District total run to Naknek Quijack now stands at 7.79 million fish. That's 7,794,000 out of a preseason forecast of 16 million. Over to the Nooshigak, not a record-setting run yet. It might be today. 601,000 fish caught again Sunday in what fishermen describe as fantastic fishing still in the district for those boats left. 9.1 million fish on the season for the district. Good counts as well. Nooshigak, 74,751 sockeye passed the sonar. Season total on the Nooshigak is now 2.366 million fish out of a goal of 370,000 to 900,000, well over the top end of the goal. Wood River count Sunday was 183,600 fish. Season total on the Wood is 2,938,000 out of a goal range of 700,000 to 1.8 million. And Igushik Tower counted 30,000 fish, season total 287,000 through midnight, and the transfer time into the district has now been waived. Total run to the Nooshigak District is 14,776,344 sockeye through midnight yesterday. All-time record is just over 15 million, might be broken by tomorrow's count. Togiak Fleet landed 10,000 sockeye Sunday. Cumulative on the season is 161,197 fish. Togiak Tower counted 3,180 sockeye. Season total count is 15,800. Out of an escapement goal range of 150 to 270,000 fish. And the district total to Togiak, which is usually the latest to produce, is 177,000 fish out of a preseason forecast of 660,000. Again, your harvest yesterday was, again, over 2 million fish, 2.174 million, and the total run is 35,075,000 fish. Looking at the average sockeye per drift delivery, Ugashik back up on the top of the board again today, delivering yesterday 1,732 sockeye. Igigik, 1,397. Nooshigak, 1,249. Naknek Quijack Drifters, 642 was the average. And Togiak Drifters, 282 was the average. Your permit and vessel registrations. As of 9 a.m. this morning, Nooshigak Fleet, has gone down to 363 permits registered, expecting to lose two more in 48 hours. That's on 277 boats, 363 permits on 277 boats, 86 D boats. Ugashik, 286 permits registered on 215 vessels, climbing to 332 permits on 255 vessels in after the wait period in 48 hours. Igigik, 416 permits on 315 vessels, climbing to 418 permits on 316 vessels in 48 hours, 102 D boats currently. Naknek-Quijack, 543 permits registered as of 9 a.m. this morning on 456 boats, climbing to 567 permits on 477 boats. After the wait, there's 87 D boats this morning, expecting to have 90 D boats after the wait period. And Togiak has 42 permits registered on 42 vessels. Grand total, as of 9 a.m., there were 1,650 drift permits registered to fish, climbing to 1,720 after the wait. That's on 1,305 vessels, climbing to 1,365. There were 346 D'd up this morning. Look briefly at the allocations here, starting with Ugashik, 88.8% of the harvest accounted for by drifters, 11.2% by Ugashik set netters. In Igigik, drifters accounting for 86.9%, set netters 13.1%. In Naknek-Quijack, the drifters 68.9%, Naknek set netters 18.6%, Quijack set netters 12.5%. In the Nushigak, 78.5% of the harvest from the drifters, Nushigak set netters 16.9%, Igushik set netters 3%, unspecified 1.6, Togiak 100% unspecified harvest. Nushigak king count yesterday has tailed off a bit at just 165 counted past the sonar. That's after a day of 760, and the day before that there were 2,200. The total count is now 54,195 in striking range of the lower end of the goal. We have Port Moeller numbers coming in. Yesterday's catch was 17 fish. Catches in from Port Moeller for today. Back up to 37 is the daily catch index. Total of 9 fish at Station 2, 13 at Station 4. Station 6 had 24 in the small mesh, 33 in the bigger. Station 8 had 2 and 3. Station 10 had 0, 0. Station 12 had 1 and 2. Station 14, 6 and 0. That's a total of 35 in the 4.5 and 52 sockeye in the 5 and an 8th across all stations at Port Moeller today. A note in from Dr. Scott Rayborn that the Pandalus crew will fish stations 2 through 8 tomorrow to close out the season. He says that's all for now. Genetic stock compositions issued for the July 7 and 8 catches at the Port Moeller test fishery. July 7 and 8 catches genetics issued today. In descending order, Igigik 18.9%, Ugashik 17.6%, Nushigak 17.3%, Naknek River 16%, Quijack River 13.2%, Wood River 7.1%, North Peninsula 5.3%, Alagnak 1.7%, Togiak and Kuskokwim both over 1%, and Igushik a fraction of 1%. Again, that's the stock composition for the July 7 and 8 catches at the Port Moeller test fishery. Area M's harvest from yesterday putting 79,000 sockeye on the books across both North and South Penn fisheries. And that is your daily run summary on Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on listener-supported KDLG. Back with you in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by generous support from Bristol Bay Native Corporation, following a fish-first policy to sustain and promote the economic and cultural value of wild Alaska salmon in the Bristol Bay watershed.
Thanks for staying tuned with us tonight. All eyes on the Naknek-Quijack District, which has a long way to go yet this season if the forecast comes in as predicted. The total run to the district is currently 7,794,000 sockeye out of a preseason forecast of 16 million. Many of the fish yet to come are believed to be Quijack stock. And I spoke with Travis Ellison, the area manager for Naknek Quijack, earlier today for an update. Good Monday morning, July 10th here. Quijack River waiting to blow, perhaps. Are you getting anxious yet?
Yes, Dave. I've been anxious. Yesterday was a pretty anxious day. The Quijack was kind of lagging for about 4 days there, waiting to see what it would do. It was starting to make me nervous about what we'd be able to do as far as fishing on the west side. I was starting to play games in my head as to what to do to boost escapement all the way as far as this morning. And then about half an hour ago, our in-river test fishery crew called in from Leavelock, and they had the biggest index of the season on this morning's tide. So we're at about 1.3 million fish through the tower, and we were projecting about 250,000 in river, but with this newest index from this morning's tide, it might be closer to 1 million fish in river.
Oh, goodness. All right.
So that changes things dramatically. I'm going to go fly a survey here real soon, see what we can see, and put that into the 3 o'clock announcement.
So at this point, you're probably more confident that the Quijack River will not be a bust. Who knows if it will come in at its forecast, but you don't think it's going to flop here. It's just coming in late, perhaps?
Yeah. It's looking like, it might not make the forecast, but, you know, we had a really big shot there a week ago. It's been really slow, and now we're getting another shot as of this morning, and I didn't really expect to see a big shot until tomorrow for the Quijack. The fact that we're already getting in the river means that we should be able to take care of the escapement and hopefully be able to fish on a big push of Quijack, potentially as early as tomorrow afternoon.
Remind our listeners and the fleet who are tuning into this program what your best estimate for the Port Mueller travel time is for this season. People have seen these numbers. There has been some fish from the 4th on. When do you think they might arrive, if they're Quijack?
Yeah, it's been a tough one to look at this year, but I've kind of been sticking with about 7 days is what it's been looking like to me. It's been a little bit screwy the way the weather has held fish off, and they stacked up and pushed them in. You know, we've got a westerly is forecasted to start tomorrow, and so if there are fish that have been holding off, that could really move them into the district real quickly like we saw a week ago.
There's not a lot you can do if buyers don't want to take all that fish at this point. Any thoughts on how much opportunity you'll be able to allow to occur over the next several days?
Well, now that it's looking like we're getting really close to meeting our minimum 2 million in the Quijack, obviously we've met escapement in the Naknek and the Lagnack rivers, so that means we can probably keep fishing just about every tide in the Naknek section at a very minimum. Should be able to keep the Quijack and Naknek set nets in the water. And then, assuming we have enough, it looks like we have enough and going to have enough in the Quijack, we'll be off and on providing periods in the west side. It'd be kind of a tide at a time, maybe every other tide or every third tide we might be able to go in there. We finally are getting enough boats here that if we fish it too hard, it can get cleaned out, and then we don't get any end-of-season escapement, and that's important for maintaining genetics and things like that.
That's a good point. That brings to mind one final question for you would be your allocation. Are you comfortable with the way it's a split right now? It looks to be pretty steady what it's at every day.
Yeah. You know, the drifters are behind, which they're usually behind early in the season. They always catch up once we start fishing on the west side. So if it pans out to where we can fish the west side consistently and assuming there's enough fish there for some big catches, they might not catch up. I think it'll end up a lot closer than where we're at right now.
All right, Travis Ellison, we'll check in with you for an update on that aerial survey, or we'll probably see the numbers in your 3 o'clock announcement. But great to have you on this program. Thanks for chiming in, and talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Well, set net fishing is pretty wide open in the Naknek-Quee-Jack, with the opener extended from tonight until noon tomorrow. KDLG's Caitlin Tan went back to Peterson Point to chat with some folks. She found skipper Kurt Jane Ng, who's fished Bristol Bay since 1977.
And then our tender there, the Providence, which is that gray one out there,
he's
absolutely full, and he was full this morning, and he can't get right now with the low tides. It's hard for him to get in. So he's got to get in, get unloaded, and we don't think he's going to make it back again for our fish. So we're going to have to then throw our fish into these carts here and deliver them to the trucks that come down. But that's what it is. It'll all be over in 4 more days probably. It'll be done, and that'll be it. Yeah, I mean, we sat in our butts for 5 days, 6 days, and then we started fishing. And then it was kind of slow, and now we're just going crazy.
One after another.
And, you know, by the 14th, it really will probably be pretty calm. And I'm going to stay around until the 22nd and keep fishing. But, yeah. Well, I mean, the season's been almost too much, but that's Bristol Bay. It's always feast or famine. And, you know, when you're fishing right now, we're catching more fish than we can handle. Well, this morning we were on 2,500-pound limit, and we caught 2,800. But we found somebody else that we know that was under limit, so we sold some fish with them. So we'll reconcile that later and everything. So, you know, that's just the way it is right now. So, you know, you take a lot of ibuprofen for your wrists and hands, and hopefully, you know, you make it through the next couple of days.
Is there anything different about this season than past?
Well, every season's different. I mean, the last two seasons, it was extremely late. This one looked like it was going to be late, but actually it's kind of maybe a touch late, but not really that much. Like I say, it comes on like gangbusters and just crazy, and kind of have to remind yourself that you just go through it and get not very much sleep, and when you're done, you know, it'll be all done in about, you know, the 14th or 15th, and you'll be back to normal of fishing.
Kurt Janing at Peterson Point there. Thanks for sharing some thoughts. His son Nick is green to the bay and admitted that the lack of sleep is getting to him a bit.
This is my first year at Bristol Bay. Me and my brother came up when I was in like freshman year and fished in the Kenai and then Homer to halibut fish. But this is my first time doing it commercially, and it's fun. A lot of work, but I mean, that's what we came up here to do, is to work. So it'll be over soon. So.
Are you going to come back?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What's been like the hardest thing for you to get used to?
Probably waking up in the middle of the night and going to pick the net. But other than that, it's fun. It's an adventure for sure.
And just kind of sleep when you can.
That's right. Okay. Take a nap here and there.
Set netters at Peterson Point there. Well, we can't help but ignore the great tales of wonderful fishing happening on the west side of Bristol Bay, including at Ekuk. Last night, we sent Jesse Rabinowitz, host of our Late Lines program, over to take a look and find out how fishing's been.
My name's Aiden Auberg. It's an excellent year. Started off with a bang, and it hasn't really stopped. We had a few slow tides, and, you know, like the report said, you know, we broke a record of 1 million, and I think the following day or two broke it again. Last year I thought was good. This year's beaten that by a lot, and it's only, what, the ninth? For me, that just, what was it, the fourth or fifth when we had that big push? I had never seen that before, that many jumpers and the nets sinking like that. It was pretty amazing.
Eric Risby, fishing with the Pink Cabin crew out of Ekuk. Definitely had some success. It's actually been kind of a surprise. We had such a banner year last year that we weren't expecting the big amount of fish to all come at once. And it's pretty amazing. Our numbers are actually ahead of where we were last year at this time.
How do you feel about next year with these two past years being pretty good?
You know, it's hard to say. Once again, you know, we didn't expect these types of numbers to follow such a banner year last year. But, you know, if the fish want to come back and play next year as well, we'll be happy to have them join the party.
I'm Jesse Cordwell, and I work for the Cronin Fishing Crew. I guess this is the Port Moeller surge that they were talking about. 2,500 pounds in this net. Well, we had a 10,000 pound tide earlier today, and we've got another net set out down the beach.
I started down here when I was about 6 years old for 1 year, laid off, and when I was about 10, went to Clark's for 1 year, then came here in the late 1950s and been here ever since.
And this year, you say, is one of the best ones you've ever fished?
Yep, and I'm originally from Dillingham, the only town to be from.
I'm Tiara Schroeder, and I fish with my family, my dad, sister, and brother in Eagle.
How's this year treating you so far?
It's been great. There's been a steady push of fish almost the entire time, and that's what we're looking for. So. A lot of the times, the fish will come in like a big push, another big push, and then that's that. But this year, it's just been coming pretty steady.
My name is June Ingram, and this is the Anderson site. And my grandfather staked this site in the early 1940s, so we have had it in the family, and we have no intention of selling. Fantastic year. This is the most fish we have ever caught down here to me on Eacock Beach. We're trying to pick the fish out of the net to get it back out to get the thousands of pounds again.
How long have you been fishing here for?
From the time I was born, I guess.
And it's been, by what you've noticed, as the largest you've ever had?
From what I remember, this is the largest.
Support comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries shore plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
And great to hear from so many places in the fishery tonight. Thanks for sharing what's happening where you're at. You can reach us at fish@kdlg.org, 907-842-5281. A couple of emails in today, meant to include this one earlier, from Travis Ellison with the latest. He says his survey estimate was 600,000 in the Kwejak, which is what he had estimated based on the test fishery. He said they have one more tide in the test fishery later today to see what else gets into the river. Ellison says he'll be looking at the tower counts through 6 a.m. tomorrow, but he says he's confident but not certain that he'll have the numbers needed to open the Kwejak. Thank you, Travis. Note in from Art Nelson, or rather from his mom, dad, and brothers to Guy Nelson, aboard the Sadie B fishing in Ugashik. Guy, Art, mom, dad, and brothers wish you a happy birthday yesterday. Apologize for the delay on getting that in. This one comes in from Amy Isaacson. She writes in, she says, hope you can give a short shout-out to my husband, Arvid Isaacson, and the rest of the crew on the Heidi of Norway, Gary Isaacson and Connor Schilling. They are up in the Nooshigak River having a great season. Bella the dog and I miss them very much and cannot wait for their safe return. Arvid and I are newlyweds, and this is his first season away from home. Thank you for that note there. And finally, this one in from Ellie and family, Heavenor, to family in South Naknek. They say, thinking of you and can't wait to visit. Lots of love from Ellie and family in the South, or to family in the South Naknek. Well, again, you can reach us at fish@kdlg.org, and if you're listening along this season, we would like to include you in our pledge drive as well. Find the Donate tab right there at the top of the KDLG page. It only takes a minute, and your support goes a long way. A reminder to the fleet out there that Ocean Beauty Seafoods and Icicle Seafoods will be taking pounds as donations to KDLG all week during our pledge drive. Alaska General Seafoods and Leader Creek Fisheries will be taking pledges, AGS on Thursday and Leader Creek on Friday. Thanks so much for your support. Before we go, the marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay. Tonight, west winds of 10 knots, seas 2. Tomorrow, west 10, picking up to 15 knots, seas 3. Tuesday night, west 20, seas 4. And west 20 on Wednesday, seas up to 4 feet. From Port Hyde to Cape Serichef, tonight, west 15, seas 4. Tomorrow, west 15, seas 3. Tomorrow night, west 15, seas 3. And on Wednesday, northwest 15 knots, seas 3. Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is dedicated to covering the greatest sockeye salmon fishery on earth. It is made possible with the generous support of our underwriters, listeners, and you, the fishing fleet, with the help of the rest of the KDLG News team. I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
This is KDLG, Dillingham, Alaska.